Yeah, I should do that. At home, I drink Keurig almost exclusively. The way we drink is so weird that, you know, pots tend to go bad. They get, you know, I don't like warming a pot up after it's gone cold, but we either have to keep it hot where it gets burnt, you know, keep it on a hot plate, or it goes cold and you end up nuking it, and it's like, ugh. So we're just not good for a pot. But what's weird is we're drinking it all day. So, you know, my wife just walks over there and uses, you know, we both love this one particular Keurig, Green Mountain. And so it's easy. You know, I just keep stocked up on that. And whenever I get a feeling for a coffee, or she does, we just walk over and make one fresh. And I've gotten quite accustomed to that coffee. I'm not saying it's great, Keurig, but you know what? It's what I'm used to. And then when I'm on the road, there's not much I like. I do like Starbucks, Pike's Place, they call it. And so I will get that. You know, in a cup of that's like $2.65. So it's hardly any more than Tim Hortons. You know, everybody always says Starbucks is expensive. Well, yeah, if you get a triple upside down lemon twisted, you know, blah blah. I can't even think of the, you know, all the ridiculous words you'd have to use to order one of them foo-foo drinks. But if you do that, sure.